Welcome to Career Tools. This week, Chapter 9 of Choosing a Company, Examples. Here we go. Folks, this cast, we're going to talk about choosing a company. The show notes have some grids, some Microsoft Word tables in them. We'll do our best to describe them, but it would be a lot easier for you if you were a licensee. It's $200 a year or $20 a month, and it gives you access to all of the Manager Tools and all of the Career Tools show notes as well. 600 or 700 casts at this point, every single cast we've ever done that's been public in our feeds. And so now you'll have a written version, as well as access to the interview creation tool and the retention tool and several other items as well. We hope you'll take a look at becoming a licensee. It's what funds our mission of making every manager in the world effective and every professional productive. Thanks. So, Wendy, we've looked at a lot of stuff for how to choose a company, and you thought it'd be a good idea to give some examples. So we have three examples. That said, this is going to be, we're going to have to be careful here because it's going to be much, it would be much easier to read these, of course. If you're a licensee, there are going to be grids where you compare a couple of offers to an existing situation for a company against a number of factors that we've identified. Nevertheless, we'll do our best to make it as useful as possible on the radio, as it were. And hopefully it'll help people understand how we would weight things and how we would encourage you to think about a comparison as best you can of apples to apples, which very few people ever do in our experience. Okay, so set up example number one for us.
Okay, so example number one is Robert, and he's a help desk manager who's looking for a role with more possibilities for promotion and a shorter commute.
Okay, I assume when you say shorter commute, I assume that's probably family related.
Yeah.
And people miss that. You know, you grow up and, you know, you turn a certain age and you decide to get married to the love of your life. Good. And then kids come along. That tends to happen in many cases. And when that happens, your commute time makes a difference.
Yeah, and priorities change in your life.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's kids or, you know, whatever it is, you know, life changes and that's okay. And the choices that you made 2 years ago, 3 years ago, aren't the choices you'd make now, and that's fine.
And one more thing I want to mention is that mentioning the family, I can't tell you the number of executives, and I hate to say this, folks, but a little bit of gender bias. It has been my experience. I don't know that this is actually true, but it's been my experience that males, husbands in husband and wife relationships tend to be not really good at being communicators in an ongoing way about career choices. And we're going to do a series at some point about following spouses, trailing spouses, which does tend to be more the female rather than the male, but that's changing over time, of course, demographically. But keep in mind that this conversation should be one, this grid should be one that is informed by your spouse, and that ongoing communications about these things, rather than simply presenting opportunities at the very end of the process, is generally a better way to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, I interrupted. You were talking about his commute.
Yeah. So, right now, his commute is an hour each way, and he'd like that to be less, clearly. His current salary is $50,000. He has one offer and has had several successful, he thinks, interviews, but no further offers yet. He has 2 days to accept or reject this offer.
You said that he has one offer and some other successful interviews. We're going to compare his current situation against a number of criteria versus two companies, Company X and Company Y. Is Company X the one with the offer?
Yes. And Company Y is one that he's
pretty certain about?
He's interviewed, but he doesn't yet have the offer.
Right.
He feels good about it, but he doesn't yet have an offer.
And this is a case, folks, where it's completely reasonable to do a comparison. And too often we have people, and we've done a podcast about this previously, about you can't try to dictate timing, but knowing your level of interest can help you understand how hard to push or how not hard to push in certain situations where things are delicate. Okay, so we are going to compare two companies, one of which he has an offer from, Company X, and Company Y, where he doesn't. But there are data that we can compare to some degree, apples and apples. And the key thing about this comparison is it becomes much more apples to apples, and in other words, less apples to oranges. Boy, I'm getting sick of that analogy by now. It becomes more apples to apples the more you break down the offers and opportunities based on the criteria we've been sharing with you in the previous 8 chapters of this series on choosing a company. That's the thing that people miss. They lump everything together and they say, let's compare this lump to that lump. And the lumps have different components and parts and pieces. And people are like, well, there's this and there's that and so on. So, all right, I'm going to let you take the first grid since this is going to be a communication challenge.
Okay, so imagine the grid. It has 4 columns. The first column names the areas that we discussed.
The criteria,
the things that we're going to consider that we've discussed in the other podcast. So we've got things like compensation and values and industry stability.
Right. And further on down. Good. Okay. And then we have, and then to the right of them, we have 3 columns.
Yes. The first one has the current. So his current job.
You always put your current job in the grid.
Because you could stay.
Yeah, that's one of the rules about a decision brief. Essentially, what yours comes from is the decision brief mentality where you're comparing not apples to apples, but something else, baseballs to baseballs. And the status quo may, in fact, be the best decision. Yeah, good. Okay, so we have the second column from the left is his current situation.
Then the third column from the left is company X, the one he has an offer from. And the final column is company Y, the one he had an interview for, but he hasn't had a formal offer. He knows what they've said, but he hasn't had a formal offer.
Yeah, good.
And so then that gives us a bunch of grid cells, and we've gone through and filled in each one. So on the first line is compensation. And so his current compensation, we already told you, is $50,000. At company X, the one he has an offer for, they're offering $55,000. And company Y, he's been told the offer is $49,000. Or he's been told that if he is offered, he will get $49,000.
Now, 2 important points to consider about this row, the compensation row. First, we're saying compensation, but really what we've got there is salary. There's a possibility that actually the compensation between X and Y and current could be notably different if, in fact, the benefits or other factors could be significant, a retirement plan, a matching program, those kinds of things, which could add up significantly. And many people forget to include those. That said, I'd be willing to bet that easily half of our audience right now, Wendy, and maybe you were going to say this, but I'm going to steal your thunder. Right now, half of them said, wait, company Y can't be in the mix. It's why would he take a step back and pay?
Exactly.
And then the other one is, and why wouldn't he take company X? Because it's 10% more than what he's making now.
Absolutely. But remember what we said. He's looking for a role with more possibilities for promotion and a shorter commute. Between 49 and 50,000, or even between 49,000 and 55,000, there is not that much difference in your monthly income by the time you divide that by 12 and then take off the tax and so on. It's maybe $300, $400 a month, which, okay, is substantial, but it's still not enough necessarily to make that decision on when he said that other things are more important to him.
Yes, exactly. And we put it first because people think about it first, but we don't weight it first. As a general rule, that was part of our cast many, many, many casts ago in the Choosing a Company series. Okay, next line you have values.
Values. And each of these cells on this line are filled in with company is fair. The values that he has and the values that they have are all much of a muchness, and he's completely comfortable with the way that each of the companies is run. So there's no difference.
Yeah, there might be 10 to 20% difference between them, but it's not an appreciable difference in a way that's distinctly negative or distinctly positive. No unique alignment or misalignment, if you will. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Industry stability.
So currently he works in healthcare, which is something that's predicted to increase as we all age.
Yeah. And yet at the same time, we won't go into, there are a lot of people predicting healthcare will rise and Yes, and I should probably acquiesce and simply say that in the next 30 years, because of the aging of the baby boom, at least in the U.S., that will likely be a factor. But there are many other factors that affect healthcare worldwide. But you can only do what you know, and so he's predicted a rise. Okay, good.
Okay. And then Company X is also in healthcare, so that's the same. You know, it's predicted to increase. And the final company, the one he doesn't yet have an offer from, is in mining, which is an industry which is predicted to have a huge increase in the next 10 to 15 years as we need more and more of the stuff that goes into our electronics.
Rare earth metals and raw materials and commodities and so on. Yes.
Exactly. So the industry stability, that might be important to him, remembering that he was looking for growth and promotion.
Yeah,
so good. The next line is reputation. And in all of these, the company is known for being fair to employees and customers. So again, there might be 10% between them, but they're all much of a muchness.
Okay, good. How about opportunities?
In his current company, he's got few opportunities for promotion. That's why he's looking outside, or part of the reason he's looking outside. He thinks that in Company X, there are more opportunities for promotion. So that's a check mark on their side. But the mining company has a huge operation. It's a much bigger company. It has international operations and a lot more opportunity for him to go places.
Yeah, folks, the size of the company does matter. It's an oversimplification, and you could be in the wrong division if you went from a small newspaper to the New York Times, a wonderful newspaper, there would be more opportunity. That said, many of you might write and go, but Mark, wait, newspapers are dying. Yes, and digital is changing things and so on. But generally, if you go to a bigger company, if there are more managerial slots on the org chart, then there are more opportunities for a rise. That said, this is a good opportunity for us to say, you could always come to the forums and say, I'm comparing three companies. And by the way, you may need to create an anonymous username for a short period of time so that people won't know, and say, I'm comparing three opportunities. And here's what I can tell you. Anybody have any thoughts? And of course, your licensee, you could send a note to Wendy or I, and we could share our opinions, because we can't talk about every industry. We tend not to give guidance based on things that are timely, but rather on things that are timeless. Nevertheless, as a general rule, bigger company, more opportunities, all things being equal, which they never are.
Exactly. So in one of the casts, we had special questions that are only important to you, or things that are particularly important to you that we didn't include in our very long list. And the thing that was important to Robert is the commute. So right now his commute is an hour.
Each way.
Each way, yeah. And the company, the mining company, the commute will only be 15 minutes. So he's very excited by that.
Yeah. What about Company X? What about the commute with Company X?
Company X is kind of between the two.
Okay.
It's a little bit better, but not a great deal.
Okay, good.
And then the last thing that we talked about in all of our cost was weighting.
You mean assigning weighted values to all of the criteria is what you're saying.
Exactly. So remember, for Robert, the opportunities for promotion and commute were the most important factor. So he fills in his grid. He talks to his wife. He had 2 days to think about it. So he had at least one night to sleep on it. And then he decides to wait for the offer from Company Y. He declines the offer from Company X.
Ooh, gutsy move, Robert.
Even though the salary is higher and there's more opportunities for promotion than there are at his current company, but the commute isn't that much better, and that's the thing that's really bugging his wife. So he decides to wait for the offer from Company Y, and he lets the other people know that he's not interested in their offers.
Yeah, I would probably challenge that. I would say, let's not, you know, don't kill something you don't have to kill. And I would also say, if X gave him a hard deadline and he couldn't extend it, of course, then I would say, you have to make a decision. And if you believe that Y is better, if you're willing to hear from Y that they offered somebody else and now you're stuck with no offers at all, then okay. And we get questions every month, folks, from people who say, well, I really want this other company, but I don't know. And so I want to be able to manage them. I'm like, dude, you can't do that. That's not how it works. You can perhaps get a couple of days. If somebody asks for a decision on Friday, you can say, you know, my spouse and I would like to think this through over the weekend. And generally speaking, you can get a weekend added. The problem with adding a weekend is they don't tend to create more opportunity for another company to put an offer together. That tends to happen Monday through Friday. Nevertheless, I probably would tell Robert, don't let the other companies know you're off the market. If you're in the market, you're in the market. You're not off the market until you accept that other opportunity. And who knows what might happen. That said, the analysis he did, I find good. Shorter commute, important for the spouse. Guys, gals, your spouse matters. And it's better to consider these things. I joke about my commute. People talk about me traveling all the time. I travel a lot. And yet, when I'm home, like I am today, no commute. And I don't know that I could go back to an hour commute.
I couldn't.
I think I'd be poor. I think I'd rather just be poor.
Absolutely. And some people might think that he's just turned down $6,000.
How do you get the $6,000?
Oh, the difference between the 55 offer that he had in his hand and the 49 that he may or may not get.
Right.
Right? But to him, the commute is more important. And that's fine.
Yeah. And money isn't everything, folks. I've been rich and I've been poor and happy is better.
So he might have done some things to surprise some people, but he would be comfortable with that decision because he worked it through and he knows why he made the decision. And if company Y says, no, we've offered someone else, he'll be like, okay, then I'm going to carry on looking.
Right.
And X wasn't the right offer for me. And I'm going to believe that there's more offers out there and that I will find the one that I want. If you've got two offers or an offer and an interview you feel really good about in a short enough time to be comparing them, then you're going to get more offers.
Yep. Folks, isn't it great to be a free person in a free world with free markets that these kinds of opportunities present themselves? Yes, it is. That's it, everybody. A little bit different cast this week. Probably easier if you have the show notes to look at the grids that we created. Nevertheless, hope it helped you the next time you have to choose a company. See you next week.